In honor of Independence Day, some wisdom from 1776 about the U.S. Congress.
You see, we piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Not one damn thing do we solve. Piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Nothing's ever solved.
Same old story. States demanded action. Federal government did nothing.
For one solid year, they have been sitting here. A whole year, doing nothing. I do believe you've laid a curse on North America.
Some people call current U.S. immigration policy a curse on North America, with ripples from the border all the way to Central America. This morning, a radical idea. What if the states just go it alone on immigration policy?
Dear God.
Wouldn't be the first time on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, on this day after Independence Day, a holiday for much of America. The 5th is the new 4th. Good morning. It's Monday, July 5th.
Well, that happens when the 4th falls on a Sunday. You know. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. At the end of the July 4th weekend, the East Coast is bracing for a heat wave. Forecasters expect temperatures near 100 degrees in Washington, New Jersey, and New York today. And bad weather is complicating some oil cleanup efforts. Choppy seas have delayed skimming operation in parts of the Gulf. That's expected to continue for several days. Meanwhile, BP says its oil spill costs have topped $3 billion.
In Lebanon, Grand Ayatollah Mohammad Hussein Fadlallah has died at the age of 75. Fadlallah was one of Shiite Islam's main religious figures and has been described as a spiritual leader for Hezbollah in Lebanon, an organization funded largely by Iran. Joining us now with more is Rami Khoury, director of the Public Policy Institute at the American University of Beirut, formerly the editor-at-large for the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. Good morning, Rami.
Good morning.
So my first question to you is, does the departure of Fadlallah from the scene make it easier or more difficult for Iran to have influence in the region, or does it matter not at all to Iran?
Oh, it really matters very little. I think Fadlallah's importance was not that he was attached to any group like Hezbollah or Iran or any country, that he was genuinely independent and widely respected by everybody and consulted by everybody. He played a role with the Iranians in the revolution back 30 years ago, in Iraq recently, in Lebanon. He's had many different roles, but it's predominantly his personal stature that was so compelling about him for so many people. His leaving the scene is a great loss for Lebanon and the entire region, and there's very few other people of his stature that can fill his shoes right now. But it doesn't really make it any better or worse for people like Iran or Hezbollah or Syria or the Lebanese government.
The departure of Shiite leader Sheikh Mohammed Fadlallah, Rami Khoury, talking about the departure on the scene from someone who will not likely be replaced anytime soon. Thank you, Rami.
President Obama will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow. The meeting was originally supposed to take place last month. It was canceled after an Israeli raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. Meanwhile, Turkey says it will cut all diplomatic ties with Israel unless it apologizes for the May raid. In Baghdad yesterday, Vice President Joe Biden says he's confident Iraqi leaders will work through a deadlock to form their government. Meanwhile, suicide bombers struck government centers in two major cities there.
Taking a look at markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are mixed. Futures for Wall Street are up, but there's no trading today. Trading will start tomorrow. The markets are closed for the holiday. Coming up this morning, we talk about family like we do every Monday. How young is too young to leave kids home alone? It's not a movie. It's reality. Tell us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we're going to talk later about the rules of the road later in the hour.
Well, in a few minutes, we're going to turn back to immigration. Is it time for the federal government to get a comprehensive immigration policy in place, or is that something that really should be left up to each state to decide?
What if the states go it alone? Arizona has done it in part. What about the other states?
Right, and you know, people are up in arms, and some people fully support Arizona, but they're split one way or the other.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.